opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Wow, what an entrance into the KCNR Christmas special, I would say, with Downtown Reading. I'm Blake Fisher, your host for the evening, filling in for Miss Linda Bott. Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, and you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm so excited for this evening. Linda and Carl are over in Las Vegas with the Reading Rodeo Association, partying it up and bucking bulls and broncos, and we're here in Downtown Reading getting ready for an exciting holiday weekend. So I have a couple of guests tonight through the Reading Cultural District. We have special guests from Cascade Theater, Miss Lizzie Stockson, and we have Miss Carolyn Murray from Riverfront Playhouse. We have Alyssa Ani, who's on the other side of the school, East Reading, holy smokes, Enterprise High School, joining us, the Victorian Carolers, because they're going to be downtown for the Christmas tree lighting. And then we have Art Hunger Carlo Henry a little bit later, Diana Christensen with the Reading City Ballet, and the Active 2030 Club, Brian Frazier, updating us with what the Christmas parade will look like in downtown Reading. So we've got a packed show. Get your jingle bells, cookies, and milk, and we're going to start this up. Miss Lizzie and Carolyn, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, thank you. Now, these two, Lizzie is opening up Cascade Christmas tonight over at the Cascade Theater, and Miss Carolyn is going to be opening up her show December 2nd at Riverfront, and she's in rehearsal, so we're going to be able to get a quick interview with them and send them on their way. Lizzie, congratulations on opening night.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the show. What's Cascade Christmas look like this year on its 18th tradition?
So Cascade Christmas this year has returned somewhat to years past. It is a full-scale song and dance production with a storyline and, in my opinion, best way to kick off the Christmas season.
I am really excited for Cascade Christmas this year. Now, it's a little bit different. We're doing one weekend starting tonight.
Yes.
At, goodness,
7:30.
And your cast is all getting ready, getting makeup and all set.
Oh, yeah, they're all there, getting their costumes on, getting mic checked.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the theme look like for Cascade Christmas? What would be something different this year? Because I know that you're the writer and the director.
Yeah, this year I wrote the script. I'm also the vocal director and I'm the artistic director of it this year, which lots of hats that I've very much enjoyed wearing. And the theme, I would say the general theme of the show this year is about home and tradition and about finding a place where you fit in and are accepted.
That's really pretty.
Thank you.
What are some of the actors that we could probably remember from previous shows that are participating this year? Some highlights.
So Cal Hunter is back as Santa, and we have a new Mrs. Claus this year. Chris Carpenter is debuting as Mrs. Claus, though she's been on the Cascade stage many times in different ways. Kristen Lawrence, our choreographer, is dancing in the ensemble this year as well. And we have Nick Meyer and Spencer McDowell who are playing leads in the show, as well as we have 26 cast members that are just stellar.
Whoa, that's a huge cast. And these are all ages, so you're going to have, you know, kids performing on stage too.
Yeah, I believe our youngest is fifth grade.
My favorite question to ask you, Lizzie, is why do you think people should participate in community theater?
I think that community theater is an incredible experience, and I really can't even pin down, like, two reasons, at mm-hmm. least, why you should do it. But there are so many amazing things that you get out of doing performance arts. And my favorite thing about community theater is the community aspect of it, getting mm-hmm. to work with other people, learning how to work with other people. The process of learning a show and then preparing it to be on stage and learning how to deal with all of the weird things that can happen and go wrong mm-hmm. keeps you on your feet, keeps you thinking quickly. It's an amazing experience.
This is going to be a really good show this year. And Tara Ferris, who's the executive producer, mentioned to me that you guys managed to design the show to work around all of the Christmas festivities that are happening in downtown and around the area this weekend. So I know that tomorrow night you'll be able to come to downtown for the Christmas tree lighting, which we'll talk about a little bit later, which tree lights up at 7, but the show starts at 7:30, so you'll be able to see it this year.
Absolutely.
And then there's one matinee on Saturday, which we'll go over times with Lizzie, but that will end before the Christmas parade starts.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, I think that's just a nice regular – I think we get to break on Sunday with a show on Sunday to just relax and check it out.
Yeah. It was really important to us to make sure that everybody is able to see all of the things that are happening in Reading because there's so many amazing community events, and it's hard to pick and choose. So this way you can go to all of them.
Lizzie, how can people get tickets, and what are some of the days for the shows?
So the show opens tonight at 7:30. There's a performance tomorrow, Friday, at 7:30. We have a 12 o'clock matinee on Saturday and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Tickets are available through the Cascade website, cascadetheater.org, or by going directly to the box office. It will be open on show days. And after the matinee performances, there are photos on stage with Santa.
All right. Well, Lizzie, break legs tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
All right, Miss Carolyn Murray, Riverfront Playhouse is here. Carolyn, you're the director of the show You Better Watch Out. So tell us, what is You Better Watch Out, kind of the premise, and how's it been directing over at Riverfront Playhouse?
Well, it's been great directing over there. It's a lovely play written by Don Hodgins. Hodgins, yeah. And it's about this young couple who buy a bed and breakfast, and they're having the wife's dad is coming, and he's lost his wife. And so it's a Christmas story dealing with loss. It's not a sad play, but it does have kind of reckons with sadness a bit. And they have a lot of stranded travelers because there's a snowstorm, of course. So it has kind of like a rom-com feel. It's joyous. It has lots of laughs. It has the music. It's a feel-good, heart-tugging Christmas story.
Well, what's been your favorite part about directing the show?
Hands down, the cast. Mm-hmm. They have really bonded, and they have such a wonderful way of playing together and topping each other and you know, just really finding the perfect collaboration of an ensemble there isn't like one person who stands out in front of everyone. It's really a story about a group of people figuring out how to celebrate the Christmas season, even when there's loss amongst them. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. What do you hope people feel when they come see the show?
Well, I hope they laugh a lot. I hope their heart is tugged a little bit, that they also maybe those people who have lost loved ones in the last couple of years, that they would feel seen and understood, that Christmas is specifically painful for some of us because of that loss. And this play really recognizes that. And I hope that they will see in our story that even amidst all the joy, we see you. We see that sometimes it's really hard during Christmas.
That's really special. I can't wait to go see that. And where can people find tickets for Riverfront Playhouse?
You can get tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net, and you also can just walk into the Enjoy store and buy tickets there.
And you guys open December 2nd, and how long do you run for?
We actually open December 3rd.
Thank you.
That's a change. Sorry. You had it right, but we had to change it to the 3rd. We're running 3 weekends, and we'll close on the 17th.
That's perfect. Okay. Well, Miss Carolyn, I hope you wish the cast well tonight. Break legs as well on Saturday. And Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on KCNR. Is there anything else you want to add?
Thank you very much for having us, and we hope everybody comes to see the show.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, goodness, I'm so excited to welcome, because we are flying by in this show, and this is where we get to talk about the Christmas tree lighting that is tomorrow, where Viva Downtown, the City of Reading, and Reading Electric Utility and Sierra Pacific have all partnered together for the Christmas tree lighting that takes place in downtown Reading for its 103rd year of the tree lighting on Market and Yuba Street, and it's placed in its original historic section. So we're really excited about this. Something different about this year's tree lighting is that it's our second year partnering with Cool April Nights and the Shasta Classics Car Club for a classic Christmas car show. You're going to get 30 cars decorated to the nines with Christmas decorations. And I thought I'd reach out to my alma mater at Enterprise High School and reach
my
out.
School.
Yeah. There it is. That's Miss Alyssa Ani on the other end, who is the music choral director and starship director at Enterprise High School. And she brought some very special guests because the Victorian Carolers are going to be joining us tomorrow night, and they have some few songs. Alyssa, how's it going?
It is going wonderfully, Blake. It is wonderful to be here tonight. Thanks for having us. It's really fun sitting across from you here in the studio and seeing you be all Blake and doing your thing, because I've known Blake since he was a freshman in high school, but I was never his teacher. I just knew him from other performance opportunities that our schools did, and then I got to move up here and start teaching Enterprise right after he graduated, and so now I get to see him do his thing here, and it's really cool to see, and being in charge of all this and then calling us up and saying, come sing just like he did when he was in high school.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You're welcome.
And, yes, it's good to see Alyssa. I'm glad it's really cool that you're the director now. I think of Enterprise, it's already been 5 years.
Try 10.
Oh, yeah, I graduated and then Mr. Nice retired.
Yeah, exactly. You kicked people out the door. Yeah, that's
right. There it is. You're aging me now.
Exactly, yes. That was 10 years ago, yeah.
Well, Miss Alyssa, introduce your Victorian carolers tonight.
I have three wonderful singers with us tonight. We have Harmony Padilla. She'll be singing alto. We have Dylan Dahlberg. He'll be singing tenor. And Ashley Hansen will be singing soprano. We just got out of rehearsal for our big show, which is coming up December 13th through the 17th. We still have tickets available to our Tuesday night show at enterprisemusic.net, which is our 32nd annual Victorian dinner. If you like Christmas and food and musical theater, then you should come on out to Enterprise Music and check us out with our Victorian dinner. We've been doing it this way a 32nd time around. We haven't done it for 2 years because of problems, as most of the world knows about. And we're finally able to bring it back this year, and these guys are doing a fabulous job bringing back all the traditions, things like the gentleman joke and the giant peacock that we bring out, as well as a bunch of tunes that we've been doing for 32 years, and so we're really excited to bring it back this year.
I'm really excited, and goodness, it's the best soup in town.
Yes, it is. It is the best turkey, barley, vegetable soup you will ever have. I put the leftovers in my freezer, and I eat it for months, and I have no shame in that whatsoever.
Well, Miss Alyssa Ani, I'm going to let your Victorian carolers take it away.
All right. Let's here we come a-wassailing.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come a-wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that bake from door to door, but we are neighbors' children whom you have seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. And all your kin and kinsfolk that dwell both far and near, we wish a merry Christmas and happy new year. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
That was, wow. Merry Christmas, Redding. Holy smokes. I think we've got 10 minutes. We're going to do one more song, and then I'm going to have my good friend, Miss Diana Christensen, come on in for Reading City Ballet.
You got it. All right. So this next tune is not necessarily a Christmas tune, but it kind of is if you know the story of A Nightmare Before Christmas. This is from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is called Making Christmas. And we just performed this at our winter concert the other night. If you see us out in the community, we might be doing this as well. We have gigs all over the community this next month. We're going to be at the Lions Club at 6:45 tomorrow morning singing for our Enterprise Lions. And so we're excited to get out in the community and do our thing. So here's a little bit different take on Christmas. This is Making Christmas a la Pentatonics.
This time, making Christmas. Making Christmas is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised?
It's ours this time,
making Christmas. So nice, with spider legs and pretty bows. It's ours this time, all together that endeth with all our tricks. We're making Christmas time.
I don't believe what's happening to me. My hopes, my dreams.
I am a genius. See how I transform this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this, your most intriguing hat. Consider though this substitute of bats in place of this old rat. Now that's all wrong, this thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresh or something pleasant. Ha ha ha. All together that and this, with all our tricks, we're making Christmas time. Ooh, 'cause when the full moon starts to climb, we'll all sing out, it's Christmas time.
Whoa! The doom. It's the doom at the end.
It's the doom at the end.
Guys, oh, how cool. This is, it's great to see so many youth get involved in our music programs in Redding, California with Cascade Christmas at Enterprise.
We have a thriving music scene for youth in our community between Foothill, Shasta, Enterprise High School, Central Valley, Anderson, West Valley doesn't have any music. Sorry, I should say that out loud, but they don't. And otherwise, but we really do have a lot of music programs in our high schools. Our junior highs are rebuilding like crazy right now post-COVID. It's been a rough 2 years for all of us, and we're all just kind of starting over in some respects, and so we're growing again. And the students now are making the old traditions come back, but put their own little spin on them too, so it's pretty cool.
It's so cool. Thank you guys for being here. It felt like classic radio with everybody actually singing in the studio. My goodness.
Yeah, there we go. One of these days they got to get you singing in the studio,
yeah. We'll
Blake.
Get back there.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you so much for being here, and
thanks
thank you,
us.
Enterprise High School, my school.
Enterprise High School!
Bye, guys. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That was the Enterprise High School Victorian Carolers joining us. You can find them tomorrow night at the Christmas Tree Lighting in downtown Reading at 7 p.m. They're going to start singing at 6:30 leading up to 7. So I'm so excited to have Diana Christensen here from the Reading City Ballet. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Do you need to move this? Yes, please. Alyssa's pretty tall.
She is, and I am not. And I also will not be singing, sorry. That was really awesome.
But she's an incredible dancer, and so
Thank
are the...
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And there's so many wonderful ballet dancers, and I'm having you here for Reading City Ballet to talk about this year's The Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker, yes. Our timeless tradition, The Nutcracker. I believe this is our 24th year, something like that, 23rd, 24th year doing the Nutcracker here in Reading and the Reading area, North State area. So we're really excited about that. And like was mentioned by the previous group, it's been a couple years since we've been at the Cascade. We've had our Nutcracker, but we've had some different Nutcrackers for the last 2 years. So we're back on the Cascade Theater stage. We're really excited about that. That's our home, and excited to be back in front of our Cascade audience.
So I remember the Nutcracker, you've been doing this for so many years. It's an annual tradition, but what are you guys doing differently this year that we can expect?
Well, we do something different every year. Of course, the story stays the same with a few little twists and turns that change each year, but we change something every year, whether it's bringing a new character on stage or new costuming or a new backdrop or something. We try to keep it fresh and exciting and new. We don't like to change too many things because it is a tradition, and we hear about it if we do. I think one year we did Sleeping Beauty instead of the Nutcracker, and some people were pretty upset with us. So,
oh, man.
So we do like to keep the tradition alive and living and happy on the Cascade Theater stage.
Well, you said something very special about how the costuming could be a factor that changes. And I know that this year there's a character that has a giant dress that apparently
yes.
some of the ballet dancers hide under. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, this is our Mother Ginger, and Mother Ginger is definitely a favorite character. And yes, Mother Ginger wears a very giant dress, and there are usually some dancers underneath the dress that come out and surprise the audience and dance. And this year, our Mother Ginger has a new dress. So we're really excited about that. We've been partnering with the Reading Fashion Alliance. And so that'll be an unveiling of a new Mother Ginger dress. We're super excited about that.
And that's Miss Abby, who is the designer of that dress over in the Reading Fashion Alliance.
Yes.
And I got to see the original, and how Abby's already working on that. That's going to be a really special effect that you guys are bringing to the Cascade
yes.
Theater.
And it was a much needed change too, but it's a really big project. Mm-hmm. So, thank you to Ms. Abby for taking that on. And Julie Smirnos is our costume mistress, and mm-hmm. so she's got a hand in that too, and just a lot of artistic input on that dress, and it's going to be exciting and fun.
How many people are in this production?
You know what? I have not counted the cast this year, but we're usually between 40 and 60 people in the cast.
What's kind of the preparation process to put on the Nutcracker every single year?
Well, of course, we start with auditions, and we open the auditions to the community. So the bulk of our cast is made up of our company dancers, Reading City Ballet Company dancers, but we also invite other dancers from other dance studios and just members of the community to come and be a part of it. If they love dancing and they love being on stage and want to come and join us, we always are open to having them audition and finding a place for them. So that's how it begins. And then we spend several months just rehearsing and working on costumes and working on sets and getting ready for the show.
When does the Nutcracker officially open, and how long does it run?
So we officially open at the Cascade Theater on December 16th, but we have a show before that. This is another tradition that Reading City Ballet has had. We travel up to Weaverville, and we perform at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center on December 10th at 3 p.m. So our first show will be in Weaverville, and then we come back down to Reading and we open on December 16th. We have a show that morning for the schools, the school show. Then that night we open to the public, and then Saturday we have a matinee and another evening of performance. So we only have one weekend, so don't miss out. And if you are interested in our sugar plum tea, which is very popular, get your tickets for the matinee because that one sells out quick. That sugar plum tea is really popular. It's right after the matinee, and kids get to have treats and meet the cast, and it's very popular. So get your tickets if you want to join us for that because that one does sell out quick.
That's incredible. And where can people get their tickets?
At the Cascade Theater box office. And be careful because there are other places out there trying to sell our tickets.
CascadeTheater.org.
Yes.
That's the website that you're going to get all
yes.
your tickets.
Make sure you go to that website to get the tickets. You can also go to ReadingCityBallet.org, and there's a link there if you're not sure.
That's perfect. Miss Diana, thank you so much for being here.
And thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for the Nutcracker. And that was our first half hour of our holiday KCNR radio show in the Reading Cultural District. I had so much fun with our guests, and we're going to see you in a couple of minutes with our next part of the show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Liam, what a good song choice. Oh, this is, I think that's probably the hardest job about doing this, because I want to listen to...
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart,
very next day. No, you guys aren't
you
listening.
Give it away.
Hey, Liam, Dave.
Are we all going to start singing?
I think we should.
Like we need to at this point.
We've got Brian Fraser from the Active 2030 Club joining us and Carlo Henry from the Art Hunger. And Liam, I just want to say thanks so much for being such a great radio producer for us tonight on this Viva Downtown Reading Cultural District Holiday Weekend Festivity Radio Show in place of Linda and Carl Bott. Linda and Carl, I hope you guys are bucking broncos and enjoying all the Pendleton you can with the Reading Rodeo Association in Las Vegas. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, the program coordinator, and I'm filling in for Linda and Carl tonight, and I'm so excited to bring on Mr. Carlo Henry from the Art Hunger and Brian Fraser from the Active 2030 Club to talk about the Lighted Christmas Parade, the Art Hunger Winter Gallery at the IOOF Hall, and then we'll bring it home with all of the other holiday stuff that are happening in our area. Brian, Carlo, thanks for being here.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, guys. I'm going to start out with Mr. Carlo Henry because you've been working as hard as Santa's elves are in the North Pole, setting up over at 1504 Market Street in the IOOF Hall. Carlo, tell us what's going on over there.
So, yeah, we've been working really hard for 2 weeks now. We're still working right now. I just walked down the street, and we're getting ready for the Winter Gallery again, like second year. Super excited. We're doing things a little bit different this time. It's a smaller show like that we usually do at the IOF. But this time we're doing an installation, like a lighted installation. Last year when we did the Winter Gallery, people really enjoyed the lights and the smell of the tree and the hot chocolate. So this year we decided to do a smaller showcase. Of course, we're bringing local artists and one-of-a-kind gift ideas, but we transformed half of the space into an installation. We'll have some projections. We put lights everywhere, and we made some ornaments and stuff, so just ready for the holidays.
It's really pretty in there, and yes, it is totally different from our summer. Carlo, you were there at the IOF Hall all summer for the second year of the Art Hunger Summer Gallery. Tell us, how'd that summer go?
It went awesome. We did really good. A lot of people came out. It became a destination in the North State. A lot of people started planning the weekends or like whenever we had an opening to come to Reading and spend the weekend, check out the gallery, and get their art on. And we were able to showcase more than 300 local artists.
Oh, my gosh.
Like from all the way from Chico to Mount Shasta and everything in between. We sold a lot of pieces. And as always, the shows that the Art Hunger puts together, they're free for the artists and, of course, free for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good. And we're excited to do this again and just changing things and making it excited, and that space is kind of like a playroom for us. We think of an idea, we try to make it happen, and just exercising that creative muscle.
You guys certainly flex those creative muscles over at the IOOF Hall. And one of my favorite things that you guys do is the photo opportunity that's right in front of the building, and they've put an infinity mirror where the windows are in the storefront with two Christmas trees, and that is one of the best places to take your Christmas photos if you're walking around on the Market Street and tomorrow at the Christmas tree lighting with the Cool April Nights cars.
Yep.
And then what do you hope people experience when they come to this month's gallery?
Well, it's about the season, you know? Like, we all love shiny, blinking lights, so that's pretty much it. Like, we want to be part of this celebration of downtown, like the lighting of the Christmas tree, the car show, and then the next day the parade. Like, that is like a vibe, you know? Like, it's about coming together as a community and enjoying like the holiday season and just having fun and being out there, even if it's a little bit chilly right now.
Well, I'm glad that this is the perfect place to go in, and I'm glad that you brought up the parade because I have our good friend, Mr. Brian Fraser of the Active 2030 Club, who's the chair of this year's Lighted Christmas Parade in Reading. How's it going, Brian?
Doing good. Just, again, always stressing. It's
2 days before. It is the biggest parade in town, and just lining everything up. We have 124 entries this year, so it's just trying to get all the information out to everybody, trying to answer all the questions, because it's the week of, everybody's going, hey, what's going on, and trying to get all that out, trying to get all the stuff set up before coming here. Was printing out all the material for all our volunteers, both the announcers, the judges, and then all of the people volunteering to help stage everybody, get everybody in the right spot, and it's all the background work that makes the parade what it is.
Well, that's my next question, because everybody gets to go to enjoy the parade that night of, and it's very fast. It's like Thanksgiving dinner. It's a lot of prep for a fast evening, and then a lot of cleanup afterwards. So, Brian, when does the Active 2030 Club actually begin planning and process to get this going?
So the first thing that we do is we submit the permit with the city. We do that in July. So it's almost a full 6 month time frame. In July, all we need to do is start the paperwork, because to host this parade, not only are we shutting downtown, we're also shutting down a Caltrans highway. So we are having to work with the city hall, the RPD, and Caltrans to coordinate everything, get all the paperwork in place of, hey, we're shutting everything down. We are detouring a lot of people. A lot of the main through roads in town will be closed that evening. And starting to get that set up. And then it's starting to reach out to get the sponsors of the parade. Then it's setting up coordination of all the local businesses of, hey, we're impacting you that evening, running the theme contest for what the theme is. This year the theme is All Aboard the Ornament Express. So every year in September we have a competition going on of the community chooses what the theme is. So this year was absolutely amazing. We had 42 entries that we had to try to pick a theme from. Last year we had 3. So it was really cool to see that kind of outpouring of the theme, and the committee was kind of sitting together looking at them and going, yeah, we have 5 themes we want to use. We'll just not run the theme contest next year. We'll just run through these 5. It's like, well, okay, that's not actually what we do, but so it's coordinating the theme contest and all the entries that get in, all that information. And, yeah, it's just a process. And then while all that's going on, also making sure the sleigh is ready for Santa when he shows up. So it's that's been in the shop because it needed some work. It's getting a little bit old, so it needed new tires. The wiring system's completely redone on it. All the presents are new. So it's just, again, it's a long process. And then on the day of, we start at 7 a.m. Now, admittedly, on the day of, we start at 7 a.m. at breakfast, and we hang out for breakfast for a little bit. It's kind of just a nice, relaxed way to start the day. And as we go through the day, more and more things ramp up. So at noon, we'll start putting up the announcer booths, and then all the speaker equipment will show up for all the announcers announcing what floats are going by. 2 p.m., most of the core group of the large group of volunteers show up to help both with the announcers and then being assigned to help with staging and help with road closures. 3 p.m., staging area gets closed. All of the participants show up, and we need to get them in order. And then at 5 p.m. is when the roads start closing. That's our friends over at the city Public Works and RPD. They shut down all the roads for us. And then at 6 p.m. we basically say go. And at that point, we kind of sit back and relax. The parade just kind of flows by itself. Parade's done, and then we got to go through and clean everything up. So tear everything down. Usually what we do is we're so tired at the end, we'll just throw everything in cars, and then we show back up at the storage unit on Sunday to actually clean everything and put everything away, because we don't want to stay out to midnight doing that the night of.
Oh, my gosh. Brian, you explained 6 months of work in 2 minutes. That is how much it takes to do this wonderful community event that for how many years has been going on now?
This is its 41st year. So history of the parade. The parade was originally started by the city of Reading. Mm-hmm. City of Reading ran it for a while, handed off kind of internally to the chamber, and then that got handed off to the trade club. The Active 2030 Club at that time was coming out volunteering with a trade club. Trade club kind of went, hey, we don't have the capacity to run this anymore. Would you like to do it? And so our club has been doing it for the past 10 or so years putting it on.
You guys really do a great job. Carlo, have you ever been to the...
Yeah, we were there last year. A lot of people were setting up early because we were at the gallery and we had to close to go and check out the parade. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of people.
Carlo, my next question is, when will the art hunger get a float in this parade?
I don't know. Do we have to, like, apply? Do we get an invitation?
I mean. It's so unfortunately for this year, entries are closed. So the entries normally open sometime mid-October. They usually close on or around Thanksgiving Day, and then just to cover the cost of all the rentals, coordination, paperwork, etc. If it's a nonprofit like Art Hunger, $30. If it's a business, which we have a bunch of businesses, it's really cool that we have both Macy's and Walmart represented in the parade this year. Getting for us, that's kind of cool. Getting the larger corporate sponsors that the state level board has gone, yes, we are going to send our float up to be in this parade, because it's not. While it is the local store that will be manning it, it's apparently a statewide float that is coming.
Dang.
Yeah, to cool. be in the parade, which is kind of cool to get that recognition statewide.
Take that, New York.
That
right.
Man.
Yeah, because I can imagine that you need a lot of time to make the float, you know? Like, it takes just the time of preparing and getting the parade together, just building the float for each of the
And Carlo, if we could, we could put the IOOF hall on a hitch right now and just drive that through, because you put that work into a float into an actual gallery just now. And when we're talking about how many people registered, I think there's 124 floats this year. I think that's a great, great program to see how many people are participating in this.
So I don't actually have the number of people walking through, simply because the high school band, for example, is one entry, but Foothill and Enterprise are going to have close to 100 people each.
Wow.
On the other hand, somewhere like some of the smaller schools will have 20 or 30 people in a band. And then we do, however, have entries that are one person. They just want to be in the parade, either decorate their car. We have somebody who's just decorated their bike and is pulling a Christmas tree on a trailer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, your comment about work level, yes, you can put months into this. You look at some of them, and some of the floats have been built, and they keep getting reused and modified and improved on every year. Mm-hmm. And looking at them, it's like, okay, yeah, if that would take about 2 months' worth of work to build initially. On the other hand, again, some of the individuals, it's, hey, I showed up into staging. On my way here, I bought a generator. I bought a bag of Christmas lights, and I'm just going to decorate my car for an hour and go have fun. And we welcome all levels of that. This is not a professional parade. I mean, this is put on by a group of volunteers, and it's for the community. So that, again, it is all walks of the community. It's the not only the commercial side of the community, it's the nonprofit, and it's just people out having a good time.
And when you say volunteers, could you explain really fast what the Active 2030 Club does?
Certainly. So the Active 2030 Club is both a national and international organization. We are specifically aimed, our goal is to help children in need. Specifically for us up here, we're working with the mission, One Safe Place, and a lot of the schools to help children. So our biggest give back to the community is our annual back-to-school shopping spree. So we partner with the community, and we usually will set up in the mall, and we do the Kicks for Kids fundraiser. And then the next weekend, we are usually taking – this year was slightly smaller. Last year, we took 80 kids back to school shopping at Old Navy. So that is – each kid has $120, buy brand-new clothes that fit them, that what they want, and then they get a backpack full of school supplies and then also a bunch of games and prizes. So one of the cool things was we were able to partner with Walmart on that, and – their distribution center and just things of, hey, we don't sell this anymore, but it never actually got put on our shelves. We still have a pallet of in a warehouse. We need to get rid of it. And that ended up being of on those games, we are able to give away two laptops to kids who needed it. And so so that's one of the main things. We're also, as soon as the parade is over, we're going to switch gears and we go Christmas shopping for foster youth. No cost of them. We go shopping with the money that we raise throughout the year. We do an Easter egg hunt, and then we help out all the other organizations in town. So we go help out the Asphalt Cowboys with their barbecue in the park and all of that. So we also helped out with the Rotary for the haunted house that they just had at the Monolith.
Yeah, you guys do so much. And thank you, After 2030 Club, for everything you guys do. Brian, and the last question I would say, how many years have you been a part of the club?
So I've only had the privilege to be a part of the club for 2 years. I honestly didn't know about the club until I moved up here. So throughout grade school, middle school, high school, I was in Boy Scout program. I started when I was a Tiger, went all the way through, graduated as an Eagle Scout. And when I graduated, I was kind of disappointed. There wasn't really anything for me to go into to give back to the community like Boy Scouts did. And then was in school working for about 7 years, moved up here, and kind of talking with friends in the area, went, oh, hey, we just did this cool thing of back-to-school shopping spree. And I was like, oh, hang on, giving back to the community. How do I join? How do I get into this? And so we do have members who have been longer. In fact, the Grand Marshals of the parade this year are our past active members. And so that is anybody who has been in the club for more than 7 years. And in that time, for example, they have raised over $500,000. They've probably stuffed over another 5,000 Easter eggs with all the events we do. And it's just recognizing, again, the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade every year, we try to recognize leaders in the community. And specifically, again, our focus is kids. So it's community. We try to focus on community organizations that give back to the kids in our community, specifically the underserviced kids.
Incredible. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, a round of applause. The Reading Lighted Christmas Parade is going to be this Saturday, December 3rd. We are still looking for volunteers, and I'm going out to our radio audience right now. If you are interested in volunteering, please send an email to readingchristmasparade@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yes, we're going to be looking for all volunteers. And as I saw in our group chat with the Actor 2030 Club, this parade is going to happen rain, shine, monsoon, or snow. We are going to be out there lighted and brighted.
The nice thing is, having been staring at the weather forecast all this week, checking it almost compulsively every hour, the weather is getting better. So right now we're only at 50% chance of rain the entire parade time. Earlier in this week, it was 100% chance of rain, and it was going to be over half an inch. Now we're down under half an inch, 50% chance most of the rain will hit about 11 o'clock on Saturday. So
there it is.
We're hoping for a nice dry parade. A little bit of damp is a lot better than a monsoon.
Definitely. All right, Brian, thanks for being here. I'm going to keep Carlo here. And thanks so much, Brian.
You're welcome.
All right, Carlo. It's the holiday weekend here in downtown.
Yes, it is.
Holy smokes. What are you most excited to experience this first? Because we're going to talk about a little bit of First Fridays and everything.
Well, I guess I'm excited about just seeing people come out. You know, like it's really nice when you see Old Market Street full of people going into places, the shops, the restaurants, the bars. Mm-hmm. Our Hunger Gallery. You know,
yeah,
like
there it is.
It's really nice seeing people out and being friendly to each other. You know, like that's what I love about this city, is how when people come out and make that feeling of community and talking to each other, being friendly, and just having fun.
Me too. Me too. It's been really nice, especially, you know, coming back. I know it was a hot summer, but it's been great weather these last couple of months. And last week, Small Business Saturday, there were so many people out supporting local businesses. Thank you to the community that came out and supported local. And, you know, Small Business Saturday was a successful day, but my biggest recommendation is that these business owners still need your support leading up to the end of the year, because there's still Christmas shopping to be done. And even when it's not Christmas shopping, it's just going out and to support local. And that's why we're excited to be here with Viva Downtown and the Art Hunger and the Act of 2030, because we want to do these community events that bring people to downtown to go check out spots that they probably haven't been to before. Yeah. And it's been great to get back here with everybody. So, you know, I know I've talked a lot about downtown. That's my job. But I also wanted to bring up a few things that are happening in our neck of the woods, as Al Roker would call it. This Saturday, December 3rd and 4th, Shasta College is going to be hosting their ag programs, Christmas tree sales. If you've never been to that, that's one of the coolest things, because it's, you know, it's a little creative market that's out there. They have all these beautiful Christmas trees that are harvested by them. And you can get there to Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm. They have tree species. Ooh, I didn't even think about tree species when I go get mine. Mine is plastic. That's my tree. Noble fir, Nordman fir, Douglas, silver tip, and more. And they take cash, check, or card. And they also tree trim and net, available at no cost. And that goes into their great programs out there at the ag program in Shasta College. The other one is the Palisadro County Christmas Celebration, Friday, December 2nd, 5 to 8 p.m. That's over at the Holiday Village Shopping Center in Palisadro. We're really excited about that. And they have antique tractors, fire trucks on display, DIY, do-it-yourself Santa photos, drinks, beer, holiday cheer for adults 21 and up, and bonfires. So that's great over in Palisadro. Our friends over at Axiom Theater, I hope you guys are writing this down, because there's a lot of holiday festivities. Our friends over at Axiom Theater are doing the Sun Kings for the benefit of our friend Matt McDonald, who's a theater person. They are a Beatles tribute band, December 2nd at 8 p.m., and the Magical Dinners. You know, we had Victorian Carolers here from Enterprise, but the Magical Dinner is going on over at Shasta High School, and that's very important. And so with these last couple of minutes, 3 minutes, thank you, Liam, we're going to be talking about kind of wrapping it up here in downtown Reading. So downtown Reading, you've got Cascade Christmas happening over at the Cascade Theater. You get your tickets at cascadetheater.org. Riverfront Playhouse's You Better Watch Out. You can find those tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Over here at Viva Downtown, we want to say thank you to the City of Reading, Sierra Pacific, Reading Electric Utility, Cool April Nights, and the Shasta Classic Car Club and the Art Hunger, because we're excited for the Friday, December 2nd, downtown City of Reading Christmas tree lighting, which will light up at 7 p.m., during that, we'll have the Cool April Nights classic cars there, decked to the nines, decorated in Christmas decorations. And it's First Fridays. You can go on to vivadowntownreading.org and Chamber of Commerce or any downtown business and look up the First Fridays list. There are so many things happening in downtown with different deals. First Fridays is a micro event at each business that's participating across downtown. So if you're looking for that list, it just got posted on vivadowntownreading.org and Reading Chamber. And shoot, go sip, shop, and support local at these downtown businesses, and then meet us on Market in Yuba for the Christmas tree lighting. And then the lighted Christmas parade on Saturday, December 3rd, road closures start at 5 p.m., and I'm meaning they're going to start at 5 p.m., so not 5:01 or 5:02. You got to get there. And my biggest suggestion, if you want to go check out that new parking structure that's in downtown, you can totally do that, but you got to get there before 5, and you're going to be stuck there until the parade's officially over around 8, 8:30. Just depends on how fast the parade goes and how fast we clean it up. There are 124 floats, and we're excited to see that all happen in downtown Reading. And I just want to say thank you to Brian and Carlo for all the work you guys do in the community. And thank you to Liam. And how much time we got, Liam? We got 1 minute. Goodness.
I guess you can sing.
I guess we could play out with Last Christmas. Yeah. Over in downtown, if you're trying to find all the information, go to vivadowntownreading.org. Linda and Carl, thank you guys so much for having us on KCNR, and thank you to all the listeners back at home for listening to KCNR Radio on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and I wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas from Blake Fisher in downtown Reading.
And children, listen to hear bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your day Merry and bright.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Mm-hmm.